CBS News Brief. The UN Refugee Agency for Palestinians is criticizing the decision of the U.S. and eight other countries to pause funding because several former staff may have been involved in the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. The group's director of communications, Juliette Tuma.
This is going to heavily impact the humanitarian work that we're doing for people in Gaza.
X will build a new trust and safety center. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
The internet's impact on kids is increasingly becoming an important political issue, and not just here in the States, but with politicians around the world as well.
A change in a law is leading to museums taking these steps.
The American Museum of Natural History in New York has closed two major halls. In Chicago, the Field Museum of Natural History has covered some Native American displays. And display cases at the Cleveland Museum of Art have also been covered.
CBS's Jeff Glor. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
I'm the PA voice you hear at hockey games here for Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI to keep you fresh for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings with some hockeyology. For example, sweater,
a hockey jersey,
apple,
an assist,
celly,
celebration following a goal,
and hoser.
A trash talk term for loser.
Support your River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
High is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wiscountry 105.5.
And welcome to the South Wood County Recreation Center on a wonderful Saturday night in Wisconsin Rapids, where we've got United States Premier Hockey League action coming your way as Wisconsin Rapids River Kings take on the Minnesota Mullets. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing you the action tonight. I will be joined periodically by Francisco Odenti. He's one of the River Kings players, as he's got the night off, and he will be offering his bit of insight for the game. So when there's something I don't quite understand, which there's probably going to be quite a bit of it, there will be Francisco there to fill in the blanks, and it's very much appreciated for him to be joining us tonight. So with that, the matchup tonight is a rematch, obviously, of last night, which did not go the River Kings' way, as the River Kings were handed a 4-3 defeat at the hands of these Minnesota Mullets. Unfortunately for Rapids, they fell down early in the game by a 2-0 margin, and just was a little bit too much for them to try to overcome, as things did not go positively. They did score late to cut it to a goal deficit, but it was just too little too late. So hopefully tonight the River Kings will be able to find a way to split the series here this weekend, as they actually have a 3-game weekend, with tomorrow capping things off when they take on the Hudson Havoc, the top ranked team, or the top of the standings, I should say, of the Midwest West Division. As that looks right now, the Hudson Havoc sitting at the top of the standings. Minnesota Squatch second, with Wisconsin Rapids sitting at third very comfortably. It's a pretty close race between those top three teams. The Minnesota Blue Ox sitting at fourth. Minnesota Moose fifth. Steele County Blades sixth. The Dells Ducks seventh. Isanti Outlaws eighth. And the Minnesota Mullets ninth. So you're seeing one of the top teams in the standings up against one of the bottom teams, but you know, any given night, anything can happen, as we saw last night when the River Kings took one on the chin, so to speak, at the hands of these Mullets. Wisconsin Rapids tonight, they're wearing their home white sweaters with blue and green, with River Kings up across the chest. Green numbers, blue outline, whereas Minnesota, they looking like the Minnesota Golden Gophers with maroon jerseys and gold and white accents. And there's your drop of the puck, and we're underway here from Southwood County as Rapids controls the opening faceoff. Minnesota sends a puck deep tonight, and the goalie, it's Bora Yildirim, coming for Wisconsin Rapids in the rotation, as he looks to put up a goose egg on the scoreboard with any luck for the River Kings. He actually plays the puck behind the cage, comes around on the near side of the boards was William Schausi, as he gets the puck knocked back behind the goal line. We'll corral the puck again as Luke Hill comes up the middle of the ice up on the far boards. He gets it into the offensive zone. Puck is sent way down to the other end as a referee gets knocked on his backside, but he's laughing about it, and we're all laughing at him with it, so having a good time already at the Southwood County rink. Rapids controlling the puck deep in the Mullet zone. The goalie on the other side for Minnesota is Kane Bettison. And he was flopping around in the goal crease. I don't know if he lost an edge on the skate or he was just looking dramatic for the moment. But either way, there's a whistle as the puck goes out of play. And there will be a faceoff to the blocker side of the Minnesota goalie. Faceoff is fought for and controlled by Minnesota. Send around the end of the boards. Puck is corralled by Beauchamp of Rapids. Big rebound there in the middle of the slot. Rapids controls it, but just can't get it into the net. They still control the puck, sent behind the goal line. Fighting down at the other end. It's a little tough to get a good look at it from my vantage point. So bringing the best that I can. A shot from LeCompte. In on, rebound, bouncing around, back behind the goal. Sent to the far board, sent back around as LeCompte gets it back. Puck is bouncing around. Now finally sent on the near side behind the goal. Minnesota and Rapids battling for it. Bryceland with a puck for Rapids. Skating around the circle, pass into the slot. Turned away by defenders of Minnesota, and the puck finally leaves the Rapids offensive zone. Coming back on the attack yet again is Rapids. Shot just turned wide of the goal. Rapids still controlling a Whitehead with it back behind the cage. Comes back, squirts out past into neutral ice. Minnesota sends it forward. Finally back into the Rapids defensive zone. Beauchamp with the puck. He gets knocked off of it. Puck sent up ahead. LeCompte with it. He's skating forward. Pass up ahead. Turned away by the Minnesota skater. Puck still loose in the Rapids defensive zone. No one really with a good shot of possession yet, and Rapids finally does get that chance. Lucas Whitehead with the puck. Neutral ice right at the middle circle. Atkins there sends it back down around the other way. A lot of hitting early on as teams are still scoreless. 17:30 left to go in the first period. Rapid shot from the point. Little wide of the mark by Antoni Bonin. Puck still loose, sent around the other way. Then sent back the other way. It's going to be a lot of that, trying to open up these defenses there for both teams when they have a possession of it. Tutich sends the puck back around the other end. Puck kept in there by Tudic. He's got it alone up high slot. He's knocked off the puck. Sends it back. A centering pass. No good. A slapper. Yeah, there's a goal! There's your first goal of the night for Wisconsin Rapids. It was a loose puck over at the circle, and it was sent in by number 21, Antoine Bonin. And that is a 1-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. As the River Kings pep band would say, there's a hole in your goalie, Minnesota, Minnesota. Chelsea Dagger blasting on the speakers here at the rink. Can't be much better than that. Francisco, what did you see on that play?
Yeah, great forecheck that led to the goal. That was just a good line work.
Again, that is Francisco Denti. Thank you for your insight. And Bonin here actually got that goal. Assists by Tudic. And the time of that goal, 3:07 in the game. Rapids with a 1-0 lead. It's a good start for Rapids after last night's, I wouldn't say lackluster performance, but just not the performance they wanted. As Rapids still controlling the puck, they were not able to control the opening, the faceoff there, but now they've got the puck sent back down deep. Minnesota with the puck sends it up center ice. They were able to avoid an icing call. This puck was touched up middle of the sheet of ice. And Minnesota is starting to control the puck down in the Rapids end. When it's on the near side in the corners, it's a little tough just by the vantage point of how things are set up here, so I'll bring you the best action that I can of it. As Rapids with a turnover at mid-ice, Minnesota sends the puck back down. Chassé with the puck comes up the far boards, pass up to Upton. Upton can't quite handle it, but he sends it up back into the Rapids offensive zone where Gruda has the puck, sends it up to Hill. Hill tries to send it back over to Chassé. He can't quite corral it, so Rapids has to reset or else get whistled for an offside. Minnesota does establish possession. They send the puck out to middle ice. Hill back over across Chassé, and he bumps it up to Upton, who gets it into the offensive zone for Rapids. A big clearing shot over by Minnesota, and Rapids has to recover and clear the zone. Switzer sends it up to Gruda, drop pass. He's able to keep it in the zone. That is Chassé. That drop pass was a little premature if that was the way it was supposed to be set up. Puck is bouncing in the Rapids offensive zone. Sent back down. No whistle, no icing. Puck is loose. Rapids clearing it out. Minnesota taking it back. Sent deep along the far boards as Yildirim plays it, sends it back around the boards. His teammates to continue an attack. Upton misses the direct feed, but he keeps it. He gets it down to the offensive zone, and he's ridden off the puck. Minnesota sends it around the boards. Breisland with the puck, top of the circles. He's being harassed, sends it clear across the sheet of ice to the other side, and it's sent out of the zone. Beauchamp corrals it just outside of the Rapids blue line, sends it back to Whitehead. Whitehead sends it up ahead. The shot over the net, nothing that the keeper from Minnesota could do. It was way over his glove as he reached up to get it, maybe get a stoppage in play. Rapids back with it. Whitehead comes back around the cage, stops, spins back the other way. River Kings send it up middle ice. Can't quite corral those passes as Rapids, as Minnesota sends it back down, but Rapids stops it before it gets into their defensive zone. Breisland takes the puck up, gets around his skater defender, takes a shot, bouncing puck, and it's covered. 13:37 left to go in the first period. Rapids with a 1-0 lead as that score came at the 3:07 mark with Bonin scoring with an assist coming to Tudich. So Rapids with the advantage so far. And Texmo wins the draw, as it was a draw to the glove side of the Minnesota goalie. Whitehead gets the puck just outside of their defensive zone. Sends it up. Intercepted pass, but puck is bouncing. As Rapids gets it back down, Breisland with a backhanded shot, redirected by LeCompte, and there's a little clink of the bar there on the goal of the pipe, and it might have been a stick, but still catches your attention nonetheless as Minnesota corrals the puck back behind the goal. Rapids applying a little bit of pressure. Breisland almost comes up with that right at the middle of the circles. Minnesota sends it up ahead, trying to get a couple changes here of individuals. Not all the Minnesota players have names on the back of their jersey, so I'm apologizing for not getting everything the way, getting their names out there as much. But puck is sent out of play with 12:46 left to go in the first period. So far, Rapids really keeping up the pressure on the Mullets. But every once in a while, Minnesota is getting the puck down low and making Rapids have to play for it. Another face-off to the blocker side of Yildirim for Rapids. One of the few face-offs so far to this point in the game in the Rapids zone. Puck is tied up along the boards, trying to see who's coming away with it. Rapids is coming away with it. Middle ice. Breisland had it. It was poked away. Beauchamp. And trying to double-check a name. Bonin with it. Sent across ice. Jimenez with it. He comes across the blue line, takes a shot, blocked off of a shin guard of Minnesota. Puck is corralled on the other side by Rapids. Top of the circles, backhand shot attempt by Rapids. Not really getting through. Well, the puck sent the length, nearly the length of the ice. No icing called as Rapids will be playing it on. Big hit against the boards. Rapids still controlling the puck. On the other side, far. Bryce Cooper with it, takes a wrister, turned away by the defense, bouncing behind the goal. Puck is still loose, bouncing around. Rapids still trying to gain possession. Atkins with it, sends it up to Jimenez. Shot along the ice, stopped mid-slot as puck is sent to the side by Minnesota's defense. Puck is still loose, sent forward, and now it's bouncing back behind the cage, sent back out in front to the far circle. Puck still being fought of. No one really with any strong possession of it. Is just being sent back and forth, back and forth. Bonin with the puck, sends it back across as Rapids is getting caught in a little bit of line change. Jimenez with it, sends it back down. Atkins chasing it with Tudich coming on the other side. Puck sent back by Minnesota as they get another charge up the ice. Big hit on the far side as Rapids gains control of the puck. Puck just bouncing at neutral ice yet. Bouncing around, no one with possession. Another hit on the far side. Bonin delivers this one for Rapids as Minnesota does come up with a puck. Centering attempt, no good. Rapids comes through. It slides through the slot. No harm, no foul. As a puck is sent all the way down for an icing call. So Francisco, right now, after that initial score, seems like the ice is a little more even instead of in the Rapids' Rapids benefit.
Yeah, the Rapids need to keep pressuring, but the Mullets are doing a pretty good job to get the puck out. So, yeah, it's a pretty even game now.
Yeah, so far so good, especially with the one-goal lead. 10:40 left to go in the first period as Rapids controls the puck back behind their own net. Clearing attempt made, backhand back into the Rapids zone. Bonin with it, sends back across the ice behind the goal, up ahead. Puck is loose. Minnesota knocks it back down deep. Chassé with it. Sends up ahead. A little bit of a scrum for the puck. Wilharm up in the mix of there for Rapids. And Chassé with it. Spins around. Bounces the puck off the glass out of the zone. Minnesota has to clear the zone to avoid an offsides penalty, but Rapids has a chance to corral it and start an offensive attack. There's been a little bit of inconsistent play so far as Bagnoli up, stops, puck up ahead. Wilharm shot wide and high off the glass. Rapids still has possession. Shot high slot from Bagnoli, wide of the mark, and Minnesota gets possession. Back down the ice they go. Valich with it for Minnesota. Drop back, and it's a shot. That's actually the second shot of the game by Minnesota. Rapids holding a 5-2 lead at this point. Long pass ahead. Up on goal, and it will be covered by the Minnesota keeper. And it's a 9:21 mark left in the first period. So far, so good for Rapids. As I said, it was 1-0 advantage, 9:21 to go. Goal by Bonin with an assist coming to Tudich. So hopefully Rapids can maybe get a couple more, and by the end of the first period, his puck is bouncing out of the zone. Rapids did control it, but it was just too much clutter in front of the net, and it bounced back out. Minnesota on the attack as Whitehead does jump the route, sends it back around the edge of the boards, and they're going to have another icing call, and you have another stoppage of play. This is actually the second game of the series. Last night, Friday night, the Mullets got the 4-3 advantage over the River Kings. Not how you want to start a three-game stand, but tomorrow night, Rapids can hopefully get a 2-1 homestand record as they take on Hudson. Puck drop, 7 p.m., and should be a very good time, as always, here at Southwood County Rink. And there's a big save put in by Rapids' Bora Yildirim as he goes full butterfly. And hey, look, your goal's in my glove, and get a stoppage of play. Just under 9 minutes to go, 8:59. Rapids with a 1-0 advantage. They will be dropping the puck to the blocker side of the Rapids goalie. Puck bounces behind the goal. Rapids controlling it. Up ahead by Whitehead as he gets the puck on the far side, sends it back over this way. Chassé in there in the mix with it. Puck bouncing high slot. Haphazard shot put on by Minnesota. Nowhere near the mark as Gruda tries to get it up. Another shot put just wide of the mark is Yildirim, making all the stops he needs to. So far, a whiff on a shot attempt, and Rapids has it, and they got something going with Gruda. Shot in, and it's a goal! Another River Kings goal! The initial shot was stopped by the Minnesota goalie, and it squirts through the pads and into the back of the net for a 2-0 lead. Your goal, scored by Daniel Upton for the Rapids River Kings, and it's a 2-0 game.
Yeah, it's first goal for the River Kings for Upton. It's got to be a great feeling for him.
Yeah, that's anytime you can get a goal, especially that first one, that's a wonderful situation, a wonderful feeling. So great for that young man to help give Rapids a 2-0 lead. Going to have to listen for an assist in the official time, as there might have been a second that ticked off the clock, but we'll see what goes on from there. But a great start, as there's a little bit of an argument with the officials and the Minnesota captain Tanner Bostis, as there, I think he's trying to say, hey, that puck was stopped, and it was, should have blown it dead then, which I can understand a little bit of an argument, unless there's something that I didn't catch it. He would be, what do you think, Francisco?
I don't know what's happening.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if, you know, there's that split second where you couldn't see it. I know they're supposed to blow it dead, but nonetheless, Rapids still with a 2-0 lead, 8:17 to go. As we get the official score here. And Schweitzer with assist. 11:41 there. That was a goal by Upton. Assists to Gruda. And, of course, Schweitzer. And during that time, there was a faceoff, and Minnesota got the puck deep into the towards the goal. Rapids goalie makes a save, and there was a bunch of pushing and shoving and shoving and pushing and everything there that goes along with it. Cooler heads prevailed at the top of the crease as referees step into it and break it up. Now we have a faceoff to the glove side of the Rapids goalie, controlled by Rapids. And then be number 18, Texmo, as he sends it up ahead. Shot from about mid-ice in onto the Minnesota goalie, and it's turned away as he gloves it. DeBell keeps the puck in the zone, and his teammate, who really kept it in the zone, Bryslund, he got hit hard, and there's a turnover at the blue line as Minnesota trying to get something going here, trailing 2-0. Shot off the blocker of the Rapids goalie, and another shot in, turned away by the defense just in front of him. Rapids getting the puck on the far side. DeBell, sends it up ahead. Comte chasing for it. Bryslund, Texmo, and Chausse and Hill all out there. Hill just came in off a line change. And there's a whistle. So there's going to be a icing, I believe, is going to be the call as it comes way down to the far end of the ice. Of course, Rapids going from my left to right in this first period. That will be the same way it is in the third, and they will alternate ends in the second. So 7:08 left to go in the first period. Rapids up 2-0, 7-5 shot advantage for the River Kings. As saw a couple players exchanging pleasantries and a couple little push. There's Minnesota captain, Camden Suter. He kind of pushed around Bryslund, and the Rapids skater Texmo didn't appreciate that as drop of the puck. Minnesota keeps possession, but Rapids keeps it in the zone. Bryslund with it down low. Texmo sent it that way. Up front to Texmo. He can't quite get a handle of it. Out centering pass attempted by Rapids. Not to work as it gets sent down the length of the ice. Now Rapids trying to advance the puck. Texmo with a loose puck. He's got it circles. Arister. Rebound. It's cleared. Texmo with it. Sends it in on net, and there's a cover as there's some pushing and shoving on the far side. These teams not exactly getting along tonight, but cooler heads prevailed yet again. No one's going to get in too much trouble for that other than, hey, knock it off, you would figure. 6:33 left to go. First period. 2-0 advantage for Rapids. Thanks for listening here tonight on Flow Hockey and WIRI 105.5, and of course, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Thank you for listening and watching when you get the chance, when this is broadcast on the Community Media channel. Minnesota controls the faceoff. Rapids does get possession of the puck, sends it back into their zone, and there's a big collision just to my right. Rapids still with the puck. Atkins has the puck. He does not get bumped off of it. Tudich. Drop pass back down. Slot attempt by Whitehead. No good. Corralled by Minnesota as they make a rush up the ice. Shot just inside the blue line. Turned not even close to that as Minnesota tries another avenue as Garvey takes a shot, bounces, but Yildirim gets his rebound and gets a stop of the game. 5:52 to go in the first period. 2-0 Rapids lead. Well, again, thanks to everybody listening and watching tonight. And thanks to Seth back at the studio making all this happen on the radio. A great job as always. And there's face-off to the glove side of the Rapids goalie. Looks like Bryce Cooper with it. And Minnesota gets control of the face-off. Now there's a big scrum behind the net. A lot of pushing and shoving, trying to get some leverage. Rapids comes away with it by Bonin. He gets a puck. Gets up past the blue line, up past center ice. He gets the puck deep, and he just narrowly avoids getting hit hard along the boards. Puck is still bouncing loose. Cooper sends it up ahead to DeBell. Puck is bouncing on the Minnesota goalie, and there's a bunch of pushing and shoving. A couple swings taken, and there's some more pushing. And the referee is getting the middle of it, really getting a little chippy out there. And there's a little bit of a flop by the Minnesota player that will... Atkins gives a nice little shove to Ali Niemela, and I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of talking going back and forth. The Rapids player, Atkins, is actually getting sent to the penalty box, as is, I'm getting a number here quick, number 8 for the Mullets, Ryberg, is it's going to be matching penalties, so still, I believe, And then there's another one actually going down. That's Tudich. So it's, I think there's, it's going to be a, I would have to double check with what that call would be. We'll get the exact ruling here momentarily as the officials are getting that sorted out, as they're right below me here. I'm getting the score sheet all written down, and we'll get the explanation here. Coach Paul for Rapids is getting the explanation, and I'll be getting it now. 2 minutes for roughing. And that's another, so a roughing and cross-checking penalty for Rapids. And then there's a two-minute penalty for Minnesota, and that's a roughing. 14:35 is the time of the penalties, and that's on the roughing penalty for Rapids is on Owen Tudich. And then the cross check, that is on Rapids skater Owen Atkins, whereas the roughing for Minnesota is Mason Reiber. So we're going to be skating 5-on-4, so Rapids on their first penalty kill of the game as Minnesota tries to cut into that Rapids lead. And there's a shot, and they do it. There's a goal yet again. There's a third goal of the period. First one for Minnesota, and that comes just 5 seconds into the power play, so Rapids will get one of their skaters back. Not sure which one is. It looks like Atkins is going back out. So Minnesota thought only took 2 seconds to get the job done. So Francisco, that situation, obviously not a good one for Rapids. So what do you do in that instance? 5 seconds on the power play that you got to try to kill. They couldn't do it. Just forget about it and play on, or what would you do?
Oh, they won the faceoff, and it was a good shot. Nothing. The only thing is winning the faceoff. Only thing you can do.
Yeah, that's sometimes those are tough breaks, and that's what it was. So Rapids does get the puck. So you. From Elliott and Milton, time of the power play goal, 14:40. 14:40 time of the goal. That goal was by Cyril Balik for Minnesota, with assists coming to Aiden Elliott and Kai Melton. I don't think there's any relation to the Green Bay Packers' Bo Melton, but it's always something to wonder about in this today's day and age. Is Rapids trying to get a little bit momentum back. Hill with the puck in middle ice. There's a big hit just underneath of us. Wilharm got harmed on the play. He gets up, skates off as Rapids is trying to regain some of this momentum. Rapids sends a puck deep. Wilharm gets out of the zone, so there's no offsides call. And Minnesota sends it deep. Bouncing back the hill with it. Sends it back down. Bagnoli with the puck. Bounces it back down to Wilharm. Puck sent way ahead into the zone of offense for Rapids, and Minnesota corrals it, sends it. They try to set up some offense. Upton with it. Sends up ahead. Gruda, he sends it up ahead behind the goal. Minnesota sending the puck around the horn, so to speak. And there's a shot coming just from the near circle. Shot sent in by Luke Hill, and that is covered up by the Minnesota goalie. And there's stoppage of play with 4 minutes to go. Rapids holding a 2-1 advantage so far in the game. Rapids holding a 11-8 shot advantage as Gruda comes in with the faceoff. Minnesota controls it, sends it into neutral ice. Rapids sends it right back down by Dubel. Minnesota trying to set up some offense and attack. Bell keeps the puck into the zone. Now it squirts out into neutral ice. Schweitzer sends it up into the offensive zone. Minnesota gets possession, and back down the other way they go. Rapids gets possession. Gruda with it. Schweitzer up there with them to catch a rebound. There's a rebound in the crease, and it's covered. And Minnesota keepers or goalies so far tonight is really leaving some big juicy rebounds there.
Scoring to number 79, assist to 91, second assist to number 5. Goal by 79, assist 91, second assist 5.
So they're making a correction on the goal. It was actually scored by 79. That's Aiden Elliott. He didn't get the assist. And 91 with an assist on that one. He did not score it. Bryslin sends the puck in deep, and he shoots it over the goal and hits the netting, keeping the upper loft here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. The fans up there watching keeps them safe and get a stoppage of play and trying to figure out which way they're going to drop the puck, as the puck was technically shot from center ice, so they're making sure they get the call right on where to position the puck, and it will be a face-off in the neutral ice area just outside the Minnesota defensive zone. Puck is dropped. Texmo wins the draw, and there's going to be a delayed penalty call. It's going to be on Minnesota, and there's a stoppage, so Rapids going to have a penalty or power play opportunity. And 2 minute for a trip, and that's going to be coming up on Thomas, number 77 of Minnesota. A tripping penalty, 2 minutes, and that will be 16:56. 20-minute periods played. There's high school, 17. So Rapids with their first power play opportunity. Rapids waiting here for the announcements to be made. 3:04 left to go in the first period. Rapids leading 2-1. 13-8. Shot advantage for Rapids. There's drop the puck. Minnesota sends it back down, but it's intercepted in midair by the Luke Hill for Rapids. And Rapids starts to establish their offensive possession. LeCompte comes up near side, stops the circle, pass back to Bonin. Bonin across the ice, where there's a shot taken by Hill. Doesn't reach the mark. Now it's being fought over in the corner. Two Rapids players, a Minnesota player, as Tudich comes up with possession, comes around the far side. Puck held by LeCompte. Shot over to Bonin, and Hill with it, top of the slot, skating in near. Rister coming through, hits defenders in amongst the traffic there. Minnesota cannot clear the zone. Compte with the puck on the circle. Slap shot attempt coming in by Bonin, and he cannot send it in as the puck is finally cleared by Litt by Minnesota and sent the length of the ice as the Rapids goalie stops the puck and plays it up to Hill. Hill with it, pass to the far side. That's LeCompte. LeCompte with it, gets it into the zone. Puck caught up in the skates of the official. The puck still bouncing around. Rapids finally does get it. Bonin with the puck near circle. Skates down along the goal line. Stops, goes around the goal. Up front to the other side. LeCompte, Hill, Rister try to get a little bit of a redirect in there. Not to be. Minnesota clears it. 23 seconds left on the skater advantage with 1:24 left to go in the first period. Rapids holding a 2-1 lead. Rapids still trying to figure out how they want to go with this. Hill passes up to LeCompte. Back on over to Bryslin. Bryslin brings it into the zone to the circle. Gets it knocked away. And Minnesota tries to get the puck loose, but now that's the end of the power play. Minnesota gets the equalizing player out there. There's 1 minute left to play in the first period. Minnesota gets the puck, and they got a little bit of a rush. They do not have numbers, but they still were able to get a little ahead of the Rapids defense. A wraparound attempt, and that's turned away, and that's covered by the Rapids keeper. And we got a stoppage with 48 seconds left to go in the first period. Rapids holding up a 2-1 lead. So Francisco, with this little bit of short of time, what would just try to skate through the end of the period by with the puck being in the defensive zone, or is there try to make a charge and go up another goal?
It's more important to not get score right now, so I think they're going to just try to get the puck out of the zone and keep it outside.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you don't want to open yourself up to, instead of being up by one goal, it's a brand new hockey game.
Exactly.
So Rapids does win the faceoff, gets the puck out to center ice. Here's an opportunity for Rapids. Cooper up 1-1. Backhand attempt just wide of the mark. Rapids controls possession of the puck. Whitehead with it. Puck is stopped in the snow on the ice. Atkins shot deflected out front. Puck is loose. 26 seconds to go. Minnesota gets possession. Ekholm with it. Tries to backhand it up. Rapids gets possession as they are going to prepare to make one last push into the scoring zone for themselves with 14 seconds left. Puck is sent back behind the net. Minnesota controls it. Under 10 to go in the period. A little bit of Tudich. He tries to pass it out front. Minnesota knocks it away, and that will be your period. And that is the end of the first period here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. As a couple Mullets and a couple River Kings having a couple words here. Referees getting in the middle of it. It's getting a lot of talking. A lot of talking's going on. No shoving. A lot of talking. A lot of talking. A lot of words that I can't say on the radio, but I can tell you they're very entertaining to hear from this vantage point. But either way, end of the first period, Rapids is up 2-1 as they hold a 15-8 shot advantage. Rapids got the scoring started in the first period with its goal at 3:07. That goal is by Anton Bonin with an assist coming to Owen Tudich. Rapids got up to another goal, two-goal lead, that is, as score by Daniel Upton with assists coming from Grota and another assist to Schweitzer at the 11:41 mark. But the Minnesota, they were able to get back into the game with a goal at 14:40. And so that's where we're sitting. That's how we got to our score of 2-1 at the conclusion of the first period. We'll be back here momentarily as they get a new sheet of ice out here, refresh it, and then we'll bring you period two. Keep listening here on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Civic Media, Wisconsin Rapids, or WIRI 105.5.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
The night is neon blue, surrounded by strangers. She don't know the danger one drink could lead her to. And if she falls, it's all my fault for doing a good woman wrong. I can't be far behind her. Oh Lord, help me find her.
Angel of mine. Ronnie Millsap on Country Legends 24/7.
Well, I was in Western North Carolina. I was born blind. I was living with my grandparents and my father, who had basically separated. I was in an area, you know, where you turn the radio on and you hear a lot of country, a lot of bluegrass, a lot of gospel music. I remember certainly the first time I remember singing was in church.
105.5 FM. I took some time to clear my mind, give myself a change of atmosphere. I had some fun lying in the sun. Daytona's nice this time of year. I saw lovers hand in hand building castles in the sand and doing all the things we did back then. But just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time. I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, my shell, really doing well. I met someone who thinks the world of me. She talks of rings and whispers loving things. She's everything you'd want a girl to be. But when she holds me tight, the feeling isn't right. It seems as though I'm never gonna win. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time. I wonder if this heart will ever bend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind.
Everybody, I'm Marty Rabin with the group Shenandoah. All right, let's go, everybody. It's the church on Cumberland Road coming your way right here on the Country Legend 24/7. 105.5 surprised if she was standing there crying. Oh, you got to put your foot down on the floor.
church on the Cumberland Road.
Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in a are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. We'll be right back.
She's pulling me back again. Darling, don't let her win. Take me in your arms right now. Hold me tight. She's standing outside again. She's wanting to come back in. So if you've ever loved, love me tonight. I can feel her reaching in the night. Slowly a little closer by my side. Let me take my weakness and love it out on you. Right now, I need your love to hold on to. She's pulling me back again. Darling, don't let her win. Take me in your arms right now. Hold me tight. She's standing outside again. Wanting to.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wiscountry 105.5.
Southwood County Recreation Center, as we got just less than a minute to go before period two gets underway. Rapids holds a 2-1 lead over the Minnesota Mullets. First goal came Rapids' way when Anton Bonin scored with 3:07 into the game. And then Daniel Upton got Rapids' second goal, 11:41 into the game, whereas Minnesota did get onto the board by Aiden Elliott, 14:40. Rapids holds a 15-8 shot advantage after that first period, as Bora Yildirim made 7 of 8, saving saves on 8 shots in the first period, whereas Kane Bettleston made 14 of 15 stops. Francisco, what would you say in the second period? What do you do? Set the tone, how?
Definitely has got to score more goals. And yeah, I get the gap wider with the score.
Well, Rapids is going to do that as they control the opening faceoff as Tex Mole gets the puck down into the Rapids zone. Centering attempt made by Rapids. Is there a little bit of a scrum there? It gets screened out for seeing who had the puck, but there's a shot sent in just inside the blue line as Rapids has to clear the zone or else they get whistled for an offsides. Minnesota sends the puck deep. And they are in business. Centering attempt just tipped wide by Lecomte. And that disrupts a very strong scoring opportunity for Minnesota as that centering pass was on the mark.
WIRI Nakusa.